The only way you get hired as a professional is if you differentiate yourself from everyone else who does what you do. I'm going to share with you the five elements of differentiation on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hey now, I'm Dave Lorenzo, the godfather of growth, and today I'm sharing with you the five elements of differentiation, and we're gonna start with element number one, and that's why you. You have to have a good answer to why people should be working with you. And it shouldn't be, well, my team and I combined have 125 years of experience. That's ridiculous. There has to be a good reason for people to work with you, and it should be because you're just like them, or you have aspirational qualities they see for themselves in the future, or you've solved the specific problem they have over and over again. You offer a credible solution that is believable that they can implement. You want an example? I'll give you the example from my world. I am the person professionals turn to when they want to make a great living and live a great life. What does this mean? If you want to make a seven-figure income and still be home on time for dinner, I'm your guy. Why? Because I do that in my business. I'm a sole practitioner. I make seven figures. I've had a consulting company that did hundreds of millions of dollars, that had hundreds of employees, and I gave that up when I got hit by a taxi cab. So why does that make me different from everyone else? Well, people who do what I do don't make seven figures. People who do what I do don't make seven figures as a sole practitioner. People who do what I do don't make seven figures and still spend time with their families. If you want to be like me, but put your own spin on my type of life, my type of practice, you will want to come and work with me. This is one of the key elements. People have to know you, like you, and trust you, but you have to have some sort of an aspirational quality that people want, that they haven't been able to attain by any other means. So, to answer the question why you, people have to know you, like you, and trust you, and they also have to believe that you can deliver the outcome they want and that you can provide them with relief from their pain or some sort of aspiration in the future. The second element of differentiation is why now. What's the urgency? Why do people need to hire you now? Well, if you're a litigator and someone's being sued, they have a deadline to respond. And if they don't respond by that deadline, they're gonna lose and it will be painful for them. So that's a built-in why now, but only for litigators. For the rest of us, there needs to be an imminent motivation to bring us on board. And the way to tell them that they need to bring you on board now is by giving them a preponderance of evidence. So what you wanna do is you wanna highlight the pain that they're facing right now. You wanna highlight how you can take that pain away because you've taken it away in the past. You want to provide them with proof that other people just like them have worked with you and got the desired results previously. This can be done through letters of recommendation. It can be done through references. It can be done through video testimonials. But there needs to be some sort of proof, and then there has to be some sort of a deadline. And that deadline can be artificial, meaning I only take 10 clients and I'm at 9 right now. And if you don't hire me in the next 2 weeks, you may not be able to get in. Or it can be very real. You have 30 days to respond. You're already at day 10. That leaves 20 days. If you don't bring me on board in the next 3 days, I won't be able to craft a response for you. So the elements of why now need to be addressed when you're differentiating yourself as well. Why this problem? Why should we solve this problem now? Sometimes your biggest enemy is going to be the status quo, and the person with whom you're speaking will say, I could just do nothing and I'll be fine. I could just do nothing and this will all go away. You need to show the people that you're meeting with that inaction is as deadly as taking the wrong action. You need to do that through case studies of people who have not acted and who have had detrimental consequences to themselves and their businesses. It could be catastrophic. You need to share those case studies and then sit back and let them come to the conclusion on their own. If they don't act, things will get worse. The fourth element of differentiation is presenting the consequences and the likelihood of a bad outcome. and then contrast possibility with probability. And I mentioned delivering negative case studies in the past and then sharing your positive case studies with them. Walk them through the step-by-step guide to actions you should take, and then at each step, draw the consequences of not taking the right action or of taking the wrong action. And then talk about the possibility of things that could happen and the probability of things that can happen. If you want an example, I work with people to help them create business development plans so that they can take control of their future. What's the likelihood that if they don't have a plan, they're going to achieve their goals? Well, it's highly unlikely unless they get lucky. However, if they do have a plan and they execute on the plan and they have someone with experience like me guiding them through the plan, they take that possibility and they make it probable because I've done it hundreds of times with people who are just like them or not as fortunate as them from an intelligence perspective or a finance perspective or a team perspective. So possibility, probability, consequences, and likelihood, all of those things can help you differentiate yourself from everyone else who does what you do. If you really want to differentiate yourself, you will position yourself as the solution to their problem, and you will get them to commit that taking action is the only way out of the situation that they're in. That should be what you leave them with when they're going to make a decision. So your client is choosing between you and someone else. You get them to agree that you are the solution. Now they say, well, you're more expensive. This person can probably get the job done, not as well, but they're less expensive. And then you say to them, well, I have to be honest with you. If you want to feel good, if you want to sleep at night, isn't it worth spending a little bit more for that peace of mind? And then they'll say yes. So you've got agreement that you are the solution. And then you say to them, you know, the only thing that will give you that peace of mind is taking action right now. If you want that solution, act now, take these steps now, and you can sleep better. And 3 months from now or 6 months from now, this will all be a distant memory. Now I have an offer for you. If you want the solution to your business development issues, if you want to put a plan in place that will make sure that this year that's coming up is your best year ever, here's what you need to do. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. At that website, you can enter your name and your contact information and you can download for free my business development plan that works for professionals in the practice of law, in accounting practices, in financial services, people who sell insurance, people who are architects, people who are consultants and coaches. If you sell services, if you give advice for a living, the Revenue Roadmap Guide is your marketing plan that will help you achieve your goals, and it's free. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Enter your contact info, and once you do, you'll be able to download my plan for free, and you can customize it for your business. If you want more great videos, scroll right down below me. There's one popping in right now, and I can't wait to see you there.